Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Do you ever take time at the end of the day to recall the day and to reorient yourself? When I think of reorienting, I think of turning away from the anxieties, the worries, and the stress, and instead turning towards joy and peace. You see, at the end of a long day, I love to watch the sunset. I have this big window that faces west, and I love to watch as the yellow sun becomes golden. The pale blue sky has flashes of pink as it becomes darker and darker shades of teal. There are flashes of violet. It takes several minutes, but it is a beautiful scene of nature. The daylight fades. Another day has passed. So at once, time seems to be going so quickly. Another day has passed. And yet, it seems to stand still, for it takes minutes for the sun to set. This fabric of time moving between quickly and standing still recalls in my memory other times when the sun has set, and I anticipate the next day. You see, this moment invites me to remember. At the end of the day, we remember it. Yes, of course, those unfinished tasks, that endless to-do list, the assignments left unfinished, those phone calls and letters and emails that have gone unanswered. The people we have ignored. Those whom we have not reached out to. And we do think of the things that we have done during the day. Certainly the joys, the good news, either at work or at school or in the family, the accomplishments, the time that we spend with one another. But we also think of the sorrows. Those stories that flash across the news of yet more terror, more death, more destruction, injustice, violence, and oppression. We recall them, and we find that during the day, too often, we have followed these swift and varied changes of the world, those currents of fear and anxiety that bubble up inside us, how we have turned away from one another, especially our neighbors, and isolated ourselves. You see, in these moments when time moves quickly and yet stands still, there are moments to watch the sunset. We remember, and this invites us to reorient, to turn away from following that fear and anxiety, and to recognize that God is where true joy is to be found. And so we are once more invited to follow him. But this process of reorienting is not new. In fact, we see it in the pages of Scripture that we have read today. God's loving care in redirecting our gaze. You see, in the book of Jeremiah, the people of Israel are in exile. They have been driven out of their homeland by the Babylonians, and they are divided. The covenant has been broken. They, as often we ourselves do, have fixed their gaze to following the ways of the world, finding glory in their own accomplishments and in the rulers and powers rather than in God. It is a time of despair and of lament. And so here in the 31st chapter, we encounter words from God's own lips, a message of hope, of peace. It is a promise, one that brings comfort. You see, it's one that redirects Israel to God. We hear of God making a new covenant. Israel will be reunited. They will be returned and restored from exile. And not only is God remaking the covenant, indeed, he is transforming their own hearts, a gift of wholeness where there is brokenness, of reconciliation and relationship with God. no longer looking to the rulers for glory and power. Instead, their hearts will truly be fixed where true joys are to be found. The people will all know God. And what does it look like to know? It is a relationship built upon love. And it's more than just affection. It is one of nurturing, as a child knows a parent, or as we know our best friend, one of complete trust. You see, this promise was fulfilled when Israel was restored from exile. But it is not a one-time fulfillment. Indeed, it anticipates a more future fulfillment. This promise does not end, and it is certainly not replaced as we think of ourselves today. Instead, because God so loved the world, as we heard last week, the least to the greatest, because God so loves the world, those who are not part of the people of Israel are grafted into the relationship. We are adopted into that tenderness, that love, that intimacy, that single abiding love of God for God's people that we see in Jeremiah. We are adopted in through God's Son, the saving work that we see in our gospel today. You see, in John's gospel, Jesus speaks to the disciples and the crowd who are standing near about his death. The verses that occur right before, we'll actually hear next week of the festival of the Passover. The crowd has gathered to celebrate. The sun is setting on Jesus' earthly ministry, and the crowd is gathered with palm branches. Passover is only days away, and we hear Jesus say today, "The hour has come." The good news that we hear today is that Jesus is being lifted up from the earth, dying on the hard wood of the cross, and drawing all people to himself, to God. He redirects our gaze from the rulers of the world, which God is driving out. His life, and especially his death, bear much fruit, and it opens to us the way of eternal life. Life with God, life wrapped in the saving arms of our Savior's embrace. See, I find C.S. Lewis describes it best when he says that when we look for others, whether the idolizing leaders that we choose, sometimes ourselves, or the swift and varied changes of the world, we find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. But when we look for Christ, we find him, and with him, everything else thrown in. Everything else thrown in. A relationship of love. Love that came down, that joins with us in whatever pain and sorrow and loss we experience. In looking for Christ, our gaze and our steps follow his. We are compelled by this relationship of love to follow Christ, to take up our cross, professing that God is where true joy is to be found. Where our hearts are fixed, God is the center of our world and the source of our living. In Christ's death, all are drawn together to God and united with one another. And we foretaste this now in community as we gather together, as we seek and serve those whom we ignore, the least, the poor, the destitute, the oppressed, respecting their dignity as humans, beloved by God, striving for the justice and peace of the world. In the season of Lent, and especially next week, we walk the way of the cross. As with the end of the day, when we spend time watching the sunset, we will remember Christ's saving and redeeming work. But even more so, we relive it. We reenact it. The last days of Christ's earthly ministry, immersing ourselves into this ongoing living story. In remembering, we follow and journey with Christ to the cross. We pray for God's loving care to redirect our gaze to the cross, for God to continue to transform our hearts, not to escape the world, but to embrace it, to serve Christ in all persons, loving them as ourselves. And we pray for strength to bear our cross, professing that God is where our hearts are fixed. Amen.